USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Rhee, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump left the White House Wednesday, heading to Florida for the holidays, with his demand for an amended COVID relief bill still up in the air. He's asking Congress to send him a version with a larger stimulus check, up to $2,000 from $600. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard was one of only two House Democrats that voted against the COVID relief bill. She tells Fox News that the measure was a slap in the face to Americans who have been struggling during the pandemic.
People have been without jobs for months. People who are concerned about getting evicted from their apartments or their homes because they haven't been able to pay their rent. To say that it's okay to give hundreds of billions of dollars to corporate special interests, to foreign countries, to the military-industrial complex, but to the American people who are struggling and suffering and who need help the most, you get $600. It's an absolute insult, and the American people deserve better.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Northeast state has been shrinking, and it could cost them in Congress. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state, and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
AAA says a lot fewer people will be traveling for the holidays because of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week than the week before, but more than 800,000 people still filed first-time claims. The 803,000 filings are still nearly four times the amount of claims from the same time a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.